If you live in a city with tall buildings, chances are they're built with concrete and steel. But there's a movement to start building more of them with wood. Michael Green's Vancouver-based firm has several tall wood buildings underway in cities including Minneapolis, Portland, and Paris. Michael Green, welcome. And isn't it a fire risk to build tall buildings out of wood?
It is always the first question, and with any building, you have to worry about fire. And of course, with a wood building, there's some special conditions that we work with. And so the analogy I often use is little pieces of wood catch fire. Big pieces of wood are very difficult to catch fire. So we all know that in our fireplace. Little sticks will start a fire, but if you tried to light a big log, it'll never catch, or it'll be very hard to catch. And so the premise is we use huge scale wood that resists fire naturally and burns very predictably in a very similar way to control a fire as it would be in a steel or a concrete building.
And what about rot or termites?
Again, another common question. And what we do with all buildings is we cover them in an envelope. So it's a lot like if you think about our bodies, we are a skeleton. The building structure is what we're talking about. It's the skeleton. And we cover up in layers that protect our skeleton. And we do the same in buildings to prevent them from weathering conditions and, you know, insects and so forth. So we always protect the structure from that.
So from your perspective, none of those things that we just talked about are a problem for building with wood. What about height? How high can you go if you're building a building out of wood?
So what's interesting about this is the sky is almost the limit. About a year ago, we were asked to do an exercise to see, could we have built the Empire State Building in wood? And the Empire State being 102 stories, we thought, well, that should be a challenge. But we did some schematic engineering, and sure enough, we could have. So it really is the capacity of wood to carry its weight over these huge heights is absolutely there. And I sort of again point out that if you take three of the trees that grow in our forest out here in Western North America and stack them end to end on top of each other, three trees equal the height of the Empire State. So, of course, wood can carry that weight and go that high.
But does it right now? What's the tallest wood structure out there?
So the tallest is actually right here in Vancouver, BC, and it just was finished recently at the University of British Columbia at 18 stories. We have projects that we've proposed but haven't built yet up to 35 stories, and there's a few more even taller than that have been considered in other cities around the world.
But there are buildings out there, including the Empire State Building, as you say, that are much higher than 35 stories.
Absolutely. And the issue is one of increments. So these ideas are really picking up on what we were able to do 100 years ago in tall buildings in wood. We have a building in Vancouver that's 9 stories tall, for instance. And now we've re-picked up the conversation with new engineered wood products and starting to push our heights increasingly higher. But it's a matter of step by step. And so we are going to get to 30 stories. We're going to get to 35. Whether we get much higher, it depends. If the market wants it, we certainly can get there. But it's step by step.
And why are you into designing buildings out of wood, tall buildings out of wood? What's the advantage?
So there's so many reasons to that. And, I think the first reason for me is that we should build out of natural materials. We should build out of materials, wood that has the capacity to sequester carbon dioxide and help us address issues of climate change. We should build out of renewable materials rather than these high carbon materials of steel and concrete that together represent 8 or 9% of our man-made greenhouse gas emissions just for those making of those materials. We need to move to these organic materials. And so wood, if harvested from very responsible forest practices, gives us incredible capacity to build more environmentally and more climate-sensitive buildings.
Can you use wood that has been damaged in fire? For example, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the state has more than 66 million dead trees as a result of damage from wildfires and bark beetles. Can that wood be used to build a building?
In part, yes. The issue is, again, one of economics. So when a tree, a big tree, burns, it really only burns on the outer layer, and the inside is still a perfectly good piece of tree that sometimes regrows, or it can be used as wood products. The economics of harvesting that wood is still a bit tricky, but we are using a lot of what's called mountain pine beetle wood, which is trees that have been killed off by a pine beetle that's unfortunately ravaging the forests of Canada and now into the United States. And those trees stand and can be harvested and quite effectively turned into the products that build these big buildings.
How does the cost of building with wood compare to other construction materials like steel?
Well, the challenge is steel and concrete have about 100-year head start on these new wood concepts. So it's really become a challenge, mostly because of a lack of competition of producers of these wood products, the lack of knowledge in communities and within design community around it. But we're trying to fix that, and we're catching up very quickly. So I think there's a way that these buildings can be dollar for dollar equal to steel and concrete. And I think in time, we're going to see them be much more cost effective because they're not attached to energy costs like steel and concrete are.
But right now, it's how much more expensive would you say to use wood?
You know, I think at most a couple percent more expensive. And I think it's if with smart design, we can actually make it equal.
What's holding back more wood towers from being built in the U.S.?
You know, I think two things. One is the building codes have never considered this kind of way of thinking and this way of building. And so there's a process of educating the code officials and changing the building codes to catch up. That's one part of the challenge. Another part is education. Again, it's a chicken and egg. We don't have new architects, new engineers that have been taught to do this because we haven't thought that this was something that would happen. And so, you know, it's in some respects the early days of really fixing the education system to allow us to know how to do this better. But those two challenges are very, you know, I think are very realistically overcome in the next decade.
Do you think that you've been hurt at all by the three little pigs and the wood house that falls down, that we always think that brick is the most powerful and strong material?
Well, I love brick, and we've actually built big wood buildings where we have brick as the exterior. So just because it's a wood structure doesn't mean it doesn't end up with a different exterior. But yeah, absolutely. I think, I've spent a little bit of my career the last 10 years being called a bit crazy about these ideas. But these ideas, at the same time, have really taken off all over the world. And I do think there's a small threat to steel and concrete in particular that it's going to erode a small part of their market. It's really not about replacing steel and concrete with wood. It's really, I think about it as our diet. It's about reproportioning what we use to use more environmentally sound materials wherever possible.
That's Michael Green, an architect and principal of the firm Michael Green Architecture in Vancouver, British Columbia. And as you can hear there, a big proponent of building buildings out of wood. Michael, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.